This is the Shia of Yom Gimel, Tuesday, Tes Zayin of 12th of August. And we'll be starting Hilchas Sukkah. We'll be learning Simen Tov Resh Chof Hei, which is the first Sif of Hilchas Sukkah, first Simen of Hilchas Sukkah. And afterwards, we're going to delve into the deep end of Simen Tov Resh Chof Vav, Hilchas Ha'oises Sukkah Tachso Ilon, Simen Tov Resh Chof Hei, Sif Hei. The Pasuk says we should sit in the Sukkos for 7 days. In fact, we should live in Sukkos for 7 days. Why? Torah says, because Yidden was living in Sukkos whilst the Kal Yisrael was taken out of Mitzrayim. And it's referring to, as Shulchan Aruch explains, Hemanane Kovot, these are the clouds of glory, Shekifon Bohem, which Yidden was surrounded by, Val Yakem, Shirov, Veshemesh, they should protect them from all potential dangers and damages. And since they were surrounded by Sukkos, therefore, we sit in Sukkos as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sef Katan Aleph, Ki b'sukkos yishavti, hemanani kovod, v'dugma leze, tzivonu la'asei sukkos. Similar to what they were sitting in Sukkos when they were leaving Mitzrayim, similar to that, we also sit in Sukkos on Sukkos. Kedei shenizkor neiros v'niflos, in order to remind us and to remember the wonders and the nisim that Hashem made for us. And although Shotzanu Mitzrayim b'Chodesh Nissan, we went out of Mitzrayim in the month of Nissan. Lo Yitzivonu La'asos Sukkos B'Yosef Hazman. We were not asked and commanded to sit in Sukkos in that month of the year of Nissan. Why? Lifishu Moshe Kites, because these are summer days. V'derech Kol Adam, and it is a way of any person La'asos Sukkos to make Sukkos Letzel for shade. For Lo Yehoyso Nikeres As Yoseinu, says the Mishnah Berurah, wouldn't have recognized that what we are doing Shem B'Mitzvos Hashem Yisbarach. It wouldn't be recognizable that what we are doing is as a mitzvah for Hashem. Lochein, therefore, Tzivo Yisonu, Hashem commanded us Shenase B'Chodesh Shvita, if we do this in the 7th month, Shuzman Akshomim, which is the beginning of the winter, the rain months, V'derech Kol Adam, and the ways of people is, Lot says, Musukos, to leave their summer residence, Leveson, to go to the regular house, V'anachnu, and we, Yoitzi Min Abayis, we leave our houses, Leishev Basukah, to sit in Sukkos, Bazeh, with this, Mare, we show Shu Oisel Hashem Mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach. We show that we are doing it for the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is a quotation of the Tur. And now comes a very fascinating Mishnah Berurah. V'kos v'achronim v'achronim write, She'ichavein b'shivosoi, should have in mind whilst it sits in the Sukkah. She'tzivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem has commanded us, Leishev b'sukkah, Zeich l'tziyas Mitzrayim. You have to have in mind Kavona, intention, as you're sitting in the Sukkah, that this is done, Lezeich Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'gam Zeich Alanen HaKovet, also has a remembrance of the clouds of glory, Shekifon, that surrounded and protected Klal Yisrael. Also, Leinu L'Hogin Oleinu Min HaShirah V'Hashemesh, all the potential dangers and the strong sun, we're all protected from all that. And we have to have this in mind when we sit in the Sukkah. Don't just sit in the Sukkah without that intention, but you should positively think of that. V'kol Zein, all this. Lot says it, Mitzvah Ketikuno, to have that, you should have that in mind in order to fulfill the mitzvah properly. Hodyevet Yoitze, Yoitze, however, but Yevet, Kolche Kimelot says Levad. If you have intention of just being Yoitze, a basic level, you're still Yoitze, the mitzvah, but if you want to fulfill the mitzvah properly, you should have that in mind to a larger degree. The more there is an opinion of the Bach that explains that the reason why Kavana is so crucial in this mitzvah, and why Kavana is so crucial for this mitzvah, because the pasuk itself explains the reason. The reason you should have the reason in your mind, and you should have Kavana of this, because it's actually explained in the pasuk. As the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ki b'sukkos yishavti es bnei Yisrael." Since the reason of the mitzvah is explicitly explained in the pasuk, therefore we have to have that in mind to a very conscious degree. We should have that's the word I was looking for, very consciously thinking of the reason of the mitzvah. Right, but as the Mishnah Berurah just explained, that b'di'evad yoytze, even without it, as long as you have the basic kavana in mind. Continues the Ramah, u'mitzvah lesakein asukah, miyad la'acha yom kippur. The mitzvah is to create, to build the sukkah immediately after yom kippur. The mitzvah bo liyodoi al yach mitzenu, because whenever mitzvah comes to your hand, do not delay it. And the truth is, we touched on that yesterday she as well. The Ramos Loshen over there was, and Tafresh Chav Dalet was, Vamedakim Maschinim Miyad Biyotzim Kippur Asiyah Sukkah Tegede Lotzeis Me Mitzvah Le Mitzvah, in order to go out from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. That was the reason. But down there, we had slightly different. It's because we should hurry up, because the mitzvah of Bali Yadu, when a mitzvah is available, you should try to do it as soon as possible, to not delay it. Right, Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Beis over here, the after Kvar Kosvul El Besof Simon Tafresh Chav Dalet, although we explained in Tafresh Chav Dalet, as I just mentioned now, over there we're talking about just the beginning of the mitzvah. Over here the continuation is to finish it off, that we finish off the sukkah the next day, because do not delay the mitzvah. So not only starting in the right time, but you try to finish as soon as possible as well, if possible at all. Now it's interesting because really the mitzvah, you know, it's, he said now, you should complete that. Mishnah Berurah explained, you should try to complete the building the sukkah the next day if possible. Now, this is very interesting, because really, when are you going to be using the sukkah? You're only going to be using the sukkah in a few days' time. So it's not really, what's the point of finishing the sukkah so early? You're not going to be using it yet. But nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah here, the understanding of the Ramah is that mitzvah boliyot alich mitzenu, you should try to complete and finish building the sukkah as early as possible, because that, I suppose, the understanding is, because that shows chavivas mitzvah, that shows avas mitzvah, that you try to be all ready in time, no rushing last minute to finish it all off. That's what the Ramah says. But again, the Mishnah Berurah says, imefshe, if it's possible, sometimes it's not really feasible and not practical, but one should try to aim for it if possible. Gam continues the Mishnah Berurah, sham, aira le'inim medaktik b'maisav. Over there, we're talking to Tofresh Chodal, we're talking about somebody who's medaktik b'maisav, who's careful with his deeds. Yaschad v'ama besuke miyad b'layla, try to do something motzim kippur, misha en medaktik. But if somebody's not so careful, the second explanation now in Mishnah Berurah, if somebody's not so medaktik, not so careful, I'll call upon him at the very latest b'yom ha'machos, ach yetzias beis ha'knesses, yaschad v'gmol kulam efshar. At the very least, if a person can't do on the Matzim Kippur, so at the very least, try to aim to start building the sukkah on the next day. It's true that some people can't actually start on Matzim Kippur. They don't feel like they can do it. They are physically too exhausted. They can't do it. Fine. So the Ramah says, according to this understanding in the Mishnah Berurah, fine, if you're medaktik, you should do it in Matzim Kippur. But if you can't do so, then you should try to do it on the, the latest you should try on the day after Yom Kippur to build the sukkah. You're allowed to build a sukkah on Erev Shabbos until Chatzos, but after Chatzos, as the Mishnah over here, it's inappropriate to build a sukkah after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos. So don't build sukkahs on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. So paskens the Mishnah over here. Right, okay, this was Simon Tofresh Chav Hei, and now we're ready to start Simon Tofresh Chav Vav. Now, Tofresh Chav Vav is really, as I said, is the deep end, starting with the deep end of the complex halachas of the actual building of the sukkah. I need to make a little bit of introduction before we start. First, I want to point out that I believe it's quite useful to use the additional pictures that I've created. In front of you, there should be, it should say Simon Tofresh Chav Vav Seif Aleph, and then it should be three pictures, A, B, C, of trees, various trees with sukkahs underneath it. Please excuse my drawing skills. So I think we should have that handy, if possible at all. I think that may be useful as we go through the Shulchan Aruch. As an introduction to the Simon, I need to explain that there is three parshas, three concepts, three topics with regards to passeling a sukkah. There's three conditions that need to apply, and I'd like to mention them now at this point. Condition number one is that the schach needs to be, we're going to touch on some of them in this simon, that's why I need to mention it now. Schach needs to be made out of something which is dovra tolush. It needs to be something which is cut off. You can't essentially, in principle, you can't use something which is still attached. So if you've got a schach which is still attached to a tree, you can't actually just use that, in principle, as schach for your sukkah. That's point number one. So that's Simon Tov Resh Chav Tes. We're going to talk about more details later, but some of it we're going to touch on now. The second concept, and that we're going to touch largely on this Simon over here, is the concept of Tzilsa Merubah Mechamasa. The schach, the amount of covering that you need, the amount of schach that you need for your sukkah, it needs to be Tzilsa Merubah Mechamasa, which literally means more shade than sun. Tzilsa, shade, Merubah is greater, is more mechamasa than sun. We need to use this, we're going to use this expression extensively. So I wrote it down on the sheet in front of you, see in purple, tzilsa merubah means more shade, mechamasa than sun. Normally the expression is tzilsa merubah. And that is condition number two. More of these halachos will be discussed as well in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Aleph. Finally, a third concept, which is not even mentioned here, but the Chulchan points it out, and I'm going to point it out as well, is that a sukkah tachas habayis, a sukkah which is underneath the house, that is poshet, that is, you've got sukkah within a house, under a proper roof, that's obvious that a sukkah is possible like that. A sukkah which is built under a roof is definitely possible. And the reason for that is actually explained in the Mishnah Berurah over here, because it needs to be tachas hashamayim. A sukkah needs to be always underneath the sky. It needs to be under the sky, and therefore, it's obviously, if there's a complete roof which is covering the schach, it's going to be possible. The question is only going to be, what about a sukkah tachas ha'ilon? What happens if there's a sukkah which is under a tree? Which is very relevant nowadays as well. And that is going to be the simon we're going to be discussing in Tov Resh Chofov. Is going to be discussing the halachas. But let's just recap briefly the three points. One is Tov HaTolosh, something which needs to be cut off. As long as it's connected still to the tree, it's not kosher. Point number two, Tzilsa Merubah. It needs to be more shade than sun. If you have less covering, less schach, which is chamasa merubah, that the sun is still going through, you have more sun than shade. Chamasa merubah tzilsa, it's possible. How to actually define that? How you actually know exactly if it's tzilsa merubah or chamasa merubah? That will be discussed later. But we just need to know the concept for the moment. And finally, the third concept, which we need to be aware of as well, is that it needs to be tachas hashemayim. The sukkah needs to be under the sky. If it's covered up completely, it's a possible sukkah. And that third reason is actually the one that we're going to start with the Mishnah Berurah over here. And I'm going to be just starting with the Rama over here. The Elasa is sukkah. It's an introduction. Elasa is sukkah tachas bayis or ilon. So that's Simon Tov Resh Chavov Siv Aleph. Elasa is, you may not make sukkah, a sukkah tachas bayis under a house or your ilon. Mishmovi explains, where does that come from? That's the third condition that we just mentioned. Where does that come from? So he says as follows. Tachas habayis. The bo'inon we need, sheteh sukkah tachas avir ha-shamayim. We need the sukkah to be under the sky. Why? The ksiv basukois teishvu, and sukois is spelled without a vav, chosav vav, basukois, without a vav. You'd expect that a vav is spelled there, but it's not there. Tainu ba'achas, and since it's spelled without a vav, it appears that it's in singular, not in plural, because the vav would normally represent the plural. Sukois would normally represent plural, but since that vav is missing, that shows us, that teaches us, that it's only one sukkah, which explains, don't have two roofs, it should just have one sukkah, should only have one schach. And a sukkah which is underneath a sukkah, oi, or tachas abayis, a sukkah which is under a house, oi, ilon, under a tree, that is definitely a problem. And a house itself is certainly a problem. It has definitely a problem. The sukkah rachmon of loy beisah shel kol yemei shana. You need to go out of your own house in order to make, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. The sukkah rachmon, the process is sukkah v'loy beisah shel kol yemei shana. You have to go out of you need to go out of your regular house in order to have a sukkah. Right. Okay. Now. Right, so that's the concept over here. Okay, now says the Shulchan Aruch the following. Ha'oise sukosoi tachaso ilon. If a person makes a sukkah underneath a tree. Ha'oisis v'kosot achas ha'ilon. Yesh oimrim, some say, she'im ha'ilon, if the tree, tzilosoi meruba mechamosoi, there is more shade than sun, psula, it is possible b'chol inyan, always, af im ha'sukah, even if the sukah, tzilso meruba mechamoso, even if the sukah would be a kosher sukah, nevertheless it's possible. Please look at picture number A, which is the case of the Shulchan Aruch. You have a tree over there, and underneath the tree there is a sukkah, which would be a kosher sukkah. You see the sukkah looks beautiful, it's kosher sukkah. However, there is a tree, and the tree is tzilsa merubah mechamosa, meaning there's more shade, it's a very dense type of tree, and the sukkah is completely underneath that tree. It's possible. You can't help it. It is a posel sukkah, and that is actually very relevant nowadays. We have to just make sure. There's no way about it. There's no way to kasher this. There's no way to make this into a kosher sukkah. If you've got a sukkah which is underneath a tree, and the tree is tzilsa meruba, you can't help it. That's a posel sukkah, and you can't sit in there over sukkahs. Okay, that's case number A. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, third line. Avol, im ha'ilon chamosoi meruba metzilsa, but if the tree is chamosoi meruba, meaning there is not so much branches, in other words, there is a lot of sun going through the tree, im ha'ilon chamosoi meruba metzilsa, there's more sun than shade in that tree. Now, it depends, because the shade, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkot and Gimel, is as if it doesn't exist. Look at Sifkot and Gimel in Mishnah Berurah. Avalim ha'ilon chamosu meruba tzilso. Toz ha'tzel k'moy she'eino. The shade is non-existent. You can just ignore it. V'lo mikro sukkah tachas ha'ilon. It's not considered a sukkah tachas ha'ilon. So if you have got, says the Shulchan Aruch, im ha'sukkah tzilso meruba mechamosu, if you have got a kosher sukkah, as you see in picture number B, that the sukkah is a kosher sukkah by having tzilsa merubah mechamoso, that the sukkah underneath that tree is a kosher sukkah, beloy ilon, and ignore the tree, ksher, it's kosher. So in picture B, which represents this case, you can ignore the tree because it's tzilsa merubah. Since it's tzilsa merubah, there's more shade going through that tree. So it's not relevant really that the tree is standing there. Ignore it. Who cares about that tree? It's not like picture number A, where the tree was a proper tree with very dense type of chamoso. It's not like that. On the contrary, picture number B shows us that there was not. You can ignore the tree. You can ignore the tree because there was nothing there. So therefore, that case, the sukkah will actually be kosher. Let's see the words of Shulchan Aruch. Avalim ha'ilon chamosoi meruba metzilosoi. If the tree is chamosoi meruba metzilosoi, then im ha'sukkah tzilosa meruba mechamosa, b'loy ilon kshira. I feel it's kosher. The sukkah underneath it is kosher. I feel him hishpura nofim lemato la'avim mischach ha'sukkah. You don't have to do anything with regards to the leaves of the tree, just ignore it. It's kosher. So picture number B is kosher. Avol, however, im ein ha'sukkah tzilosa meruba mechamosa. But if the sukkah is not tzilosa meruba mechamosa, and that will be, if you look at picture number C on the top left of the page, you see that if you look at the top right of the sukkah, you see that it was more sun than shade in that sukkah. So on its own, the sukkah actually would not be a kosher sukkah. So aval imena sukkah tzilsa meruba mechamoso elo aledeo ilon, but the tree can add to making it into a kosher Sukkah by having more shade, tzilzum meruba, then what you can do is tzorich shiashpila anofim. You can take the branches down, v'yaveim, and mix them im aschach, with a schach, be'inyon, in a way, shaloyinikom, that are mixed up and you can't actually tell them apart, between the genuine schach of the sukkah and the leaves of the tree. V'yaschach rabo aleim u'matlon. And it's good, as long as there's more schach, more kosher schach, then leaves of the tree, yeah, as long as there's more of that, it becomes bottle, the leaves become bottle, so they're actually nullified against the schach, the kosher schach of the sukkah. The only problem was that there wasn't enough of it, it was tzilzum meruba. But now, by adding the leaves of the tree, while putting it down and leaning it down, you have now a situation of chamosam ruba metzilza, and therefore it's kosher as long as the majority is, unlike the picture maybe a little bit, as long as the majority is the genuine tzchach of the sukkah. Right, okay, these are the three cases. Please allow me to recap this just for clarity. Okay, we've got case A, B, and C. Okay, and now, the first case is, I'm just going to go together with the Shulchan Aruch through these three cases. If somebody makes a sukkah under a tree, if the tree has got tzilzum meruba, it's got more shade than sun, then psula b'chol inyan, then it's going to be always going to be possible. That's scenario A. It's always going to be possible, even if the sukkah is a kosher, but it's not going to help because you've got a sukkah under a tree, and that is possible. After the sukkah tzilzum meruba mechamosa, whatever happens, this sukkah is possible because of the tree which is on top of it. Now we move to B. Avonimo ilon chamosa meruba metzilzoi, but if the tree is chamosa meruba metzilzoi, the tree is chamosa meruba, there is more sun. Now you can ignore that tree because it's not relevant, because it's not, it's, it, you can just ignore it, there's not much leaves to it. Then ima sukkah tzilzum meruba mechamosoi beloy ilon cheira, if the sukkah is actually a sukkah of tzilzum meruba, there's more shade, that means a sukkah is a kosher sukkah, then it's fine. Then even you don't have to do anything about that sukkah, just leave it as it is, and it's kosher. But if you've got a case of C, that the sukkah is not so brilliant because it's still some rub, but there's more shade in the sukkah, as you can see from the right part of the sukkah, then it's actually up on its own, it wouldn't be a kosher sukkah. So what are you meant to do? Then you're allowed to do the following. Then, pull down the anofim, the leaves of the tree, v'yaveim, and mix them in aschach with a schach, b'inyon in a way, shelo yonikom, that it will not be recognizable what is what. So maybe that's not so precise in my picture, but the point being that you're mixing the genuine schach of the sukkah with the leaves of the tree. You put them together, v'yeschach rabu aleihem, as long as you've got the majority of genuine schach, umevatlan, it nullifies the leaves of the tree. Now, what is not so clear, and it's not so clear on the picture, and it's also not so clear in the poiskim, lahavdil, is as to whether you actually need to cut off those parts of the tree, those leaves of the tree that you're leaning down onto the sukkah schach. What do you need to do? Do you need to cut them or not? So, this actually machlok, Bialoch discusses that, and the assumption would have been that you certainly need to cut it, because of the introduction that we made earlier, that you can't have kosher schach as long as it's still connected, but so the assumption would have been that I actually need to cut it, but it's not so clear because anyway we vatel it. This is the bitul over here, and the majority of the schach is actually kosher schach, so it's a shikla machloikas, it's a bit of a machloikas over here, and it remains a bit of a problem. But certainly, ideally, says the Mishneh Berurah, lechatchila one should certainly cut it, and only by doing that the sukkah will be kosher. The Mishneh Berurah does ask, are you allowed to do, if you're going back to scenario C, are you allowed to lechatchila do that? Are you allowed to pull down those leaves? Would you be allowed to do that lechatchila, for instance, on Chol HaMoed, for instance? Would you be allowed to do that, to push those leaves of the tree down and potentially even cut it, according to some Rishonim? Are you allowed to do that? Or is that only a very big bidyevet? Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hay says, "V'tzorich shiyashpil." He says, וזה אפילו לכתחילה מותר. He said, it's perfectly okay. You don't have to do this לכתחילה even. אפילו אם עושה הסוכה בחול המועד, even if you did the sukkah, you built the sukkah בחול המועד, you don't have to do that. ולא ישייך בזה, לא אימא. You're fully allowed to do that. And more than that, he also over here, ולא ישייך בזה, לא אימא, אם נבט ניסה לכתחילה. That's a fascinating point, in fact, a topic on its own, that we know that generally there's a rule in Halacha that you're not allowed to create a bitul lechatchila. Although we know that there's, in many areas of Halacha, there's a concept of bitul, that something becomes nullified. Of course, for instance, if, as an example, famous example, a drop of milk going into cholent and there's bitul b'shishim, or all the other, most of other isurim as well, they become bottle b'shishim, sometimes bottle b'roiv, sometimes bottle b'shishim, but there's a concept of something also being nullified with heta, with permissible foods. And that's a concept of bitul b'shishim. Now, you're not allowed to lechatchila do so. That means that if I've got a my cholent is a little bit, I'm a bit short of cholent, I'm not allowed to add a little bit of milk to it, lechatchila, relying on bitter lechatchila. You're not allowed to do that lechatchila. You're not allowed to create that intentionally. You're not allowed to create a bitul intentionally. And that is halacha. So the question over here would have been that over here, that's what you're doing really to a certain extent. You're causing a bitul lechatchila in scenario C, because what's happening is that you've got a roiv of schach, which is permissible schach, which is kosher schach, and you're adding to that the schach of the tree. You're adding to that, and we're saying that since it's in the minority, the schach of the tree is in minority, it becomes bottle and it's fine. So arguably, the question would have been that there is over here a question of en mevatel lechatchila, you're not allowed to do that. But the Mishnah Berurah says, without explaining why, it said over here, this halach ve'en mevatel lechatchila does not apply, it's not relevant over here. He says, v'lo yishayach b'zeh loyma en mevatlin iso lechatchila. Over here, the rule of en mevatel lechatchila does not apply, but he leaves us hanging here a little bit. He doesn't really explain why this halach is so, but halach lemaisa, without explaining it, he says that en mevatel lechatchila does not apply over here. It will continue, Mitzvah Hashem, with the next part of Siman Tov Resh Chof Vav Seif Aleph in tomorrow's share.